Welcome to Tea in the Garden. I'm Chrissy, your co-host, and like most moms, life is a constant juggle. Work, parenting, house chores, and everything in between. Once a week, Shelby and I spill the tea on all the things we usually don't have time to talk about. So grab a drink or whatever helps you unwind and join us for some real talk, laughter, and maybe even some unfiltered opinions. Because let's be honest, sometimes you just need to escape to the garden. All right, so we're going to record our first episode of of Tea in the Garden. So we're recording from a phone because I left the equipment at my mom's house and didn't get it. So next episode will sound a lot better. I'll put this up a lot away.
Yeah.
So I'm Christine and this is Shelby.
What's up?
And so
I feel like we're talking on the phone.
I know,
like, we're
right?
We're calling somebody. It's a business call.
It's a business call, right. Technically, this is business. The tea is the business.
Right.
So we weekly try to get on the phone and just talk the tea. So we decided why not do it on a podcast. So that's what we're going to do. And Shelby came over with some like juicy detail, family detail information today. And I feel like we could talk about that because I feel like we both have some
right.
in-law
craziness
and jealousy.
It's always.
And she's technically, what is she, your sister-in-law by marriage? They married?
They are, yeah. I guess she could be, yeah.
Sister-in-law by marriage is
distant sister-in-law.
Crazy sister-in-law. She's a wild one, but it, here.
That's what it is. No, I was saying this piece you have here, the 420 piece, when I'd taken a picture with that and I put it on Snapchat, my one friend was like, is this a real picture?
I'm no, like, it's a yeah. fake one.
And you could see there was like a hit taken out of it. I'm like, yes, it's obviously a real picture.
I actually got this at the dispensary at the smoke shop next to the dispensary.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm like,
no. I was like,
what
I
dispensary
need a
little one. Are you going
no,
to?
I wish.
Where can I?
Oh, you always forget that part.
Yeah, no, so I don't know what weird shit she's on, but I guess she wants to be on her weird shit and be mad at me for having a place to live. And family's supposed to be family. People say those are the same people that are like, oh, I just want us to get along, but
it's always so dysfunctional.
I'm weirdly jealous of you and mad.
Well, that's like Stewie's sisters that, like, still, I was just talking about this with Angel, too. She's like, why are they mad at you again? Why don't they like you? And I'm like, I don't know. You tell me.
That's what I've
because
always
I
said.
Because I keep their brother on the right track, or, like, why? I don't do drugs.
Darn. You skipped that part.
I have a steady household.
And job, yeah. Damn, is that what the problem is?
What's the issue?
Yeah.
No, but
that's
I think
what I mean.
That's,
I've always felt weird about, like...
I think that's part of the problem, though, is that, like, Stewie kind of was always favored because his mom and dad were together. And
yeah.
Their dads were never with. Or
yeah, I remember
anymore.
You tell me years ago about, like, even, like, presents and stuff they'd be weird about.
Yeah. So, like, I get when you're saying about, like, the whole jealousy thing, like... He kind of always got favored, so, like, I'm the one that takes the
brunt of it, yeah.
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
What's like her? Like, I'd rather you... If you're short on money and you still want to get my kid a gift, I'm okay with you getting something from the thrift store if you see something. Even if you show up with nothing. Like, if you have the kids draw a card, like, whatever efforts you can make to show that you care to be there is good enough, too.
Just show up to the party.
Yeah, don't show up and be a scumbag. Don't be weird. Like, how is that hard? Like, my kids aren't going to remember that you bought them maybe even something like that maybe years down the line.
Yeah.
But they'll remember if they saw you every year on their birthday.
Right.
And...
That's like, my kids have no idea who those... They know Aunt Audie and Uncle Timmy, and that's it. And my side of the family.
Yeah.
But they don't know. They have no idea. And there's been times where, like, Angel tell people, oh, I wanted to get the kids Christmas gifts, but she keeps them away from me. When have you ever reached out to see my kids?
Yeah,
ever?
Well, you're right. My kids are kept away from
people don't like me.
Yeah, if you don't reach out, how are we?
Topic. Thoughts on that.
What?
I'm like, I know people are like, oh, it's family, you should let your kids see them. I'm like, if you don't like me and you bash me, you're not around my kids.
No, yeah.
You're not around my kids.
No, and I let my kids know that. If somebody doesn't like me, you're not being around them.
And, like,
especially if it's somebody that I don't trust. Like, yep. Like Christmas was going to be okay with Jared taking the kids over to his mom's with Chris and Harley. And I was cool with that. What I wasn't cool with is... the invite wasn't still there if he didn't come. So it wasn't like, oh, Jared didn't want to come down, drive that far. You guys can still come and we'll still do Christmas together. Even though we all don't have gifts to exchange, that's okay. It's just supposed to be about the time. That wasn't an invite. You know why? Because I'm not liked.
Right.
That's okay, though. It says I don't need to show up to your fake fucking shit anyway, so.
Exactly.
Like.
No, but I even have, like, Stewie's stepdaughter. My stepdaughter, Jesus, has, like, called and asked for, like, the kids to be dropped off there.
Right.
Like, ain't no way in hell are my kids getting dropped off to her house where she lives with her mother, and her mother's on the internet bashing me every other day.
Right.
And it's the same thing. Like, I guess Amanda has said stuff, too, like, about the kids. Like, the only family that has, of his family, who's around the kids is literally, like, Angel and Autumn and them. That's it. Not that anybody reaches out.
Yeah.
They'll talk shit. Like, I keep them from them.
But, yeah, I was just tempted to make a phone call. Like, it's not even like that, but you know what? I'm gonna let you be on your weird shit because you've always been.
Exactly.
But yet, we'll all look at me like, I'm the,
you're the problem.
I'm the bad guy. Yeah, I'm always trying to start problems with everybody.
That's me too.
Like, did you check on me once when you knew we were gonna not have a place to live? No, but then when Michelle and Eileen offer us a place, they're the assholes, okay?
Yeah, it wasn't like, hey, Shelby,
God, everything's going to work out. Happy for you.
Happy, especially what you just have been through.
Could never
because
be happy
if it was you and
I want the same thing for you.
Right. That's what's wrong with people.
I know. Like, you think everything's common knowledge. You're like, oh, you don't think that way? Okay, cool. I don't see you that way now, so I don't give a fuck anymore.
So my dad's side of the family,
I'm real
about. Also fucking lunatics.
Of course.
Like, my dad doesn't speak to them. He hasn't in years. I couldn't even tell you the last time he spoke to them. I think I think it was Christmas of 2016. I think that's the last time my dad spoke to them.
God.
I remember going to my aunt's house, my dad's sister's house, and, like, they bought, like, it was Jalissa's first Christmas with, like, my dad, like, my family.
Yeah.
And so, like, they all bought her Christmas gifts. That's kind of how I remember this. I really think that was the last time I spoke to them. And then, like, he got to cut them off because there's constant drama. But, yeah. So, anyway, so he doesn't really talk to them. And they, like, typical, blame my mom for him, like, not wanting a relationship. Like, it's her that doesn't want it. So, my sister called me a couple days ago because I was on her Facebook. Jimmy's trying to get sponsors for...
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And because he's sort of started this, like, a little bit back, I guess he's, like, having... it's, like, crunch time. Not having a hard time, but it's, like, crunch time at this point. So anyway, my aunt commented, she made that post, and then, like, I made one, and then she took mine and redid her own. And then, so my aunt commented on it that my cousin works on cars, he races, blah, 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 blah. Lauren knows this because my cousin works right here.
Local Body Shops.
Okay, like, we know that. There's a car up there, they sponsor a car, like, we know all of this. So I call Lauren, I'm like, this stupid bitch. And, because I don't have her on Facebook. I added her on Facebook. Because a while ago, a couple months back when my Mimi died, We were going through pictures in the basement, and there was a bunch of old pictures that my parents have of, like, my dad and his, like, just old pictures. Yeah. Well, I ran into her, and I took the pictures on my phone. Right. I ran into her afterwards at the dock, and I was showing her the pictures, like, and she got mad that I had these fucking pictures. They were pictures of their dad. My dad and his one sister have the same dad and his brother. And then the youngest sister has a different dad. But anyway, I had pictures of her dad, and she was all mad that I had them. And literally was like, okay, you can go back over there now.
I'd be like, I'll send them to you if you want them. Like,
I literally, because I had, like, a couple drinks in me, too. Like, I went to the bathroom instantly and started crying. So, he's like, what is wrong? And I'm like, I'm not telling you, because I knew he was going to go over and say something. Yeah. It wasn't until the next day that I said, told him, like, why I was crying.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, I don't really, like, I don't talk to them. I don't talk to my mom, like, none of them, because they don't reach out. Like, when my Mimi died, my mom was close with my Mimi. Not once did we get a phone call, not me, my brother, or my sister, like, I'm so sorry for your loss of your other grandmother. None of that. Nothing. Nothing. Crickets from everyone. Not one person showed up to the funeral.
They're all mad about the picture.
Fuck you all. Fuck. Right. I honestly think it was some weird shit like that. So, anyway, I ended up adding the sister on my aunt on Facebook. And like I said, she lives down the road. Her son works here. So, like, we do coming,
yeah,
you know what I mean,
but cross paths.
Yeah, so anyway, and her husband's here all the time. He's best friends with the maintenance guy. But anyway, so I'm scrolling. She posts a picture from my mom and dad's wedding. It's just of her because she was in the wedding, and it was like saying something about she was good looking and she was about 25 in this picture, blah blah blah. His other sister, my other aunt, the younger one, comments and was like, where the fuck am I? Whose wedding even is this? And the older sister goes, it's our long lost brother or something along the lines of that. And then the younger sister goes, I'm surprised she even let me in the wedding since, you know, we aren't good enough.
Wow, the victim mentality. I love it.
Right? The older sister's like, hey now, or like something along the lines of that's kind of like, shut up. And the younger one goes, you know, I don't give a fuck and neither do you.
All right.
Like, why are we still blaming my mom? They got married in 93. Why are we still blaming my mom? I was so heated. I called my mom. I was like, fuck this bitch. I'm saying something. And so he's sitting on the couch. He's like, what is wrong? So I'm telling him. And he's like, so... do you want to get strangled too?
Exactly. It's.
What do you mean so?
And it's like, this is why I don't tell you shit. Yeah.
I whipped my head around. I said, because your fucking family does the same shit to me. They can all line the fuck up. So. I'm like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
And this motherfucker yesterday, he pissed me off. So I've been like, because I've been working from home, I'm here when he gets done.
Obviously, yeah.
And so, like, he sees me more often. But the minute that I'm not, like, I have stuff going on and I'm not here, straight asshole. Like, I call him yesterday just to, like, give him an update of where, like, I'm in a route and, like, when I'll be home and stuff. And he's, like, he picks up the phone and he was, like, I need a second fucking job. And I'm, like, okay, like, what's wrong? I don't even know what's going on. And he's just, like, I don't give a fuck if it's bartending, stripping. What the fuck? I just hung up on him. I'm so sick of this. I hate when men are stressed out that they fucking take their like, shit. And I'm like, I don't even know what's going on. Later, he just called me back. He was frustrated with kids.
Done.
Because they were running around the bank or somewhere, wherever the hell he was.
Well, it's like, what's his name got mad when his grandmother called him out about laying half that, like, makeshift patio down, and he didn't finish it, and she's like, yeah, by the way, you're gonna clean that up before it gets warm again, pretty much. And he was, like, ready to dip out.
He was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Out the door. Stress. Yeah. They can't handle stress.
Yeah, and then, like, 10 minutes later, he's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, for what? And he's like, for flipping out. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I don't even know what you're fucking mad about, dude. It's like, we'll say what we're mad about. We'll explain it in depth. And then, yeah, like, you'll get, so.
Right.
What do you mean?
Why is that bothering you?
What'd you say? Who did?
Who's that? I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? I just told you.
Literally.
In detail. In very, very much
detail. Why do you care what they think? All right. I barely insult you. You care what I think, right? Like, shut the fuck up. No, that video, though, had me cracking up of you and Stewie when you did the, like, you were doing the emotions and stuff. But the second one where he was, like, hiding from the video.
Oh.
And you were like, oh, everybody's watching. Like, it's not a live video. I was cracking up.
I ain't a gummy.
Yeah, I was like, I knew she was fried, but, like.
I'm drinking wine, but you know, like, when that gummy hits and it hits the alcohol, and you're like, you don't even have to touch the alcohol anymore.
Everything's funny, yeah.
Every fucking little thing was funny. I was cracking up.
I know, you were, like, crying. It was so funny.
So, I, like, there were, like, clips of, like, a longer video, and so in the beginning of that actual video, I was like, yo, let's do the TikTok trend. Now, mind you, we spoke about this TikTok trend 8 million times.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, I'm like, what did I say? I was skiing. Is that what I said?
Or, like, rowing about, yeah.
I'm, look at me, I'm skiing. And he's like, look at me, I'm snowboarding. I'm like, bro, you know this isn't the fucking trend. So, he was laughing so hard, he was crying. And he didn't want to be seen on the video crying. But every time, that whole joke about everybody's watching is because literally, I tell him all the time, I'm like, you're schizophrenic or something. I'm like, I don't even know. He thinks everybody's watching him. We'll go to the grocery store, and he'll be like, can you get wheat bread? And I don't hear what he's saying. Like, I don't hear it. I'll be like, what? He'll look around, he's like, you didn't, why are you yelling? People are looking. I'm like, who the fuck is looking at you?
Well, no, we were out to eat lunch the other day, and I said something, literally, I'm talking. Like this,
right.
We're sitting at like a high top area, and I'm like saying something like this. The server's like by the door there. He's like, "Can you stop? Because they're looking." I'm like,
"Who?"
I'm like, "Nobody can hear what I'm saying right now because I'm talking in this level and I'm right next to you, facing you too. Like, so my mouth is this way." He's like, "Just stop." I'm like, "Okay, paranoia."
Yeah,
all right.
He does this shit all the time. He walks out of me at grocery stores and stores all the time. I'll be like, Jeremiah will be running around and be like, get over here now. And he's like, what the fuck are you doing? And he walks away. I'm like, and then I be loud and I'm like, your family's right here. You don't have to walk away. And then I do it just to fuck with him. He used to get so mad, but I feel like because we're like, 9 years into this, he's just not even in space anymore. He just leaves me in the fucking store. Yeah.
What's a jerk? He'd be like, well, just, how about you just go to the store and I'll keep him here? I'm like, but then we all don't get what we want, so let's just all go.
Or you're on a time frame, too.
Yeah.
Because they get irritated with the kids.
Exactly. For too long. What's taking so long at the grocery store?
I have to land.
I'm here alone, so I'm concentrating and I'm focusing and taking my time.
Yeah, and I may have stopped at Starbucks before.
Right.
I got here.
I stopped and went tanning too. So.
You never know.
Does that make you mad? But then if I actually go to the gym, it's like, what's taking so long to go to the gym and the grocery store? That's like a good like 2 hours right there. Like, calm down.
Literally.
And that's rushing it.
That really is. Especially if you like, I shop at Aldi's a lot.
Yeah.
So you're bagging your own
right
stuff, which
and
takes
sometimes
another...
I won't bag it in the store. I'll bring it out and I'll bag it like in the front seat because my trunk's still broken, but yeah. Sometimes it'd be
Aldi's
that way.
Aldi's has been giving me anxiety lately because of the self-checkouts. Did your Aldi?
Yeah, they
this one.
No, I refuse. I'll wait and I'll go to the regular ones. I don't like them.
It gives me anxiety.
Yeah, they're really strange.
And they're like, the machines are like, beep, beep, you didn't scan something yet. Like, they make the, like, are you done yet? Or did you, whatever. And I'm like, I didn't even put it in a bag yet. Or back into the cart. Because you can't really
place
put it.
Item on scanner scale. I'm like.
Yeah. And I just feel like it's like a war to get to the one register that does have a person.
Exactly.
Operating. It's like, this. Do you go to that, what is that? The
Lidl?
Yeah.
Jared's grandmother raves about it, but I went a while ago and I wasn't crazy about it.
Yeah, neither was I. Yeah. I feel like it's a hit or miss.
Yeah.
I think their prices are a little bit more expensive.
His grandmother's stores, there's a lot of stuff there cheaper, but I think she buys different stuff there, so.
My parents go there a lot.
Yeah, I've never got anything there that I was like, God, I'll be back soon. Like,
no, I think they're
I was there once and that was it. I think a second time to like buy flowers or something random. It was like in and out, but
yeah. There's a lot of their stuff is like, I don't know, I feel like it tastes stale.
Yeah, I can't explain it. Like I'd gotten something, I think their brand, and I remember it was like, this wasn't really impressive, but
yeah, I forget what I've been there a couple times too. I'm just like, No, and they're my debit card never takes there.
At Aldi or Lidl?
Lidl.
Hmm.
Or my Apple Pay or something. Yeah, that's what it was. The couple times that I've been there, I've checked out, my Apple Pay won't work. And only my card works there. And there's been like two different occasions where I didn't even have like my wallet.
Yeah, the only thing Apple Pay won't work on right now is my Wawa app for some reason, which I'll use for gas.
Ross, sometimes I have issues with their tab for Apple Pay or whatever. Doesn't work.
Garden break.
Now, so this is the most recent one I bought because I was like, fuck it, I'm just getting a lot. I'm not crazy about the smell.
What? Ooh. It's like a but citrusy. But it's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, is this Mafia Funeral? What is this one? No. Is it?
I don't know.
I think it's Mafia Funeral. I get it all the time. Yeah, I have a couple of these. There's nothing in them. They're smoked. I need to. This is SS.
Is that what you get to ground?
Yeah. I used to.
Well, this was.
Now that he has his medical card.
This was 40 for 14G, so yeah. I thought that was good.
Now that he has his medical card, I don't buy it as much.
But that's actually mixed with, like, one other thing. Because I like that container. And then this was.
Is this from there?
No, that was from Rise and King of Prussia, I think.
This is Restore.
Oh, Restore then.
I haven't been there.
That was a pass through. This container I've had for a little bit because I refilled it like twice. But this I got a little pre ground up gram. It was bedtime indica stuff. But I emptied it out. You can't really even smell it anymore. Looks like a film canister.
I like this.
Yeah, I thought that was cute. That was like $7 or something. It was cheap. That's why I got it that day.
Yeah, I don't buy as much as I used to because...
I'm split it now.
Like, I'm not just buying for both of us. So when I... Because, you know, he seems like a fucking...
Chief.
That's what you want to call it.
Yeah.
And I wonder, I say it one time, like, you wonder why you're fucking asleep at 6:30 at night. Why I smoked weed 8 million times.
So I just use these and then literally all I have to do is just...
Where'd you get those?
At the smoke shop. They have them. The smoke shop.
I have to get them.
So you literally just like twist it and turn it in. And then just tap it down. And do it like two or three more times until it's full.
I'm getting those.
That's literally what
all
I
do. All you need to do is show me the twist. I was convinced.
No, it's literally, look, you're like digging in the sand pretty much. And you're like, there it is, ready.
If I don't have to.
Like 5 seconds, you just roll it up at the top and then light it. Yeah. So I usually smoke, like, mid-morning, like, after I don't have the kids. And then if I don't finish it, I'll have it, like, after lunchtime. And then I'll usually roll another one after I get them from daycare and we're back home. And
that's a much-needed one.
Like, before dinner. Yeah.
Yep.
And
that
then,
gets me that afternoon.
I'll do my bedtime stuff, my indica. But sometimes last night I was so tired, I rolled one. Never.
I should have smoked last night. I didn't.
I slept really good, though, because I was tired.
Yeah, I slept like shit, and I should have smoked last night. I was mad. I was laying in bed. I was like, do I get up and go roll something? Because I cannot fall asleep.
Yeah, she gave me this, I think, for Christmas. Now, I don't have a thing on this, because I feel like I'd mess it up and get locked out of my shit.
That would be me.
Right. So this is just a smell proof bag.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I don't have any of that. I should.
Plus, I feel like if I got pulled over with this would look more official and they'd like probably.
It doesn't even. It looks like a medical.
Well, that's what it is.
Well, You know what I mean? Like, the... With the,
the lock on it. This is my medicine, sir. Would you like me to unlock it for you? I don't remember the code. Do you?
Oh, my eye's watering.
I really wanted to go to the gym today, but this weather wasn't.
I was mad when I woke up, and I was like, what the fuck is
happening? I know.
It's been so nice. We're supposed to have, like, two cold days coming up.
Yeah, and, Saturday, like, Sunday, and Sunday. Yeah, that's what I thought. And then Monday, it's supposed to be, like, 58 again. Supposed to be, like, all high 50s next week again. So. I mean, which is good, because then they take the kids out at school, so they get that. Oh, my gosh. Royce had, like, a 30-minute fit last night because we won't go back outside when it was already dark. And he wanted to take a walk. I'm like, bro. I'm like, nobody was really helping. Like, Jared's grandmother tried to help, and then it just made it worse, so.
Oh.
He just kept, like, screaming at the top of his lungs. Because I was like, dude, you're tired. But, like, I'm sure you would take the walk. But, like, mommy doesn't have the energy right now to take a walk. And I can't just take one without the other. Because then Baden will end up, like, throwing a fit. And it's like,
yeah,
no,
then
dude.
It's like a never-ending.
Yeah, so, no, we're not doing all that.
That's way to your mind, Jocelyn.
Plus, I was, like, dressed, like, 10 times worse than what I am right now. Like. Not that I have anybody impressed on Wall
Street,
but I'm like, I'd end up seeing some motherfucker I don't want to see, and it's like, I just, like, we're all homeless walking on the street at, like, 7 o'clock at night. I'm like, hey. That's just how I imagined it. I'm like, nah, I don't want to see anybody.
Yeah, no thanks. Somebody would be driving by that doesn't typically drive. Yeah.
Well, no, because people walk in that area or, like, stay out on their porch.
Oh, yeah,
because
that's where every...
Right.
All the... parks and stuff aren't going.
Yeah. But most of those people that have lived on the road have lived there for a while too. Yeah. So
that's such a cute little area.
Mm-hmm. I want to go to that thrift store today right across the road. Is that what it's called? Give and Take? No, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the freaking, that's a church thing. What the fuck am I saying? What is the name of that thrift store there? Open Door. There we
That's
go.
That's right.
The Give and Take is on Saturdays at this church. I can't think of the name of it right now. But they get pretty good stuff. I got a really nice vintage men's Eagles shirt from there a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or you'll find stuff like this. Like,
yeah.
Now, I mean, this is Jared's, but either way, I like stuff like this sometimes. You know what I mean? Just be comfortable. So.
It's always the best.
Just like an old man.
Are they open every day?
Where?
That thrift store?
Not Sundays, because they are through a ministry, and I think they might have weird hours, like 1 or 2 days. Now, next to it is like a Faith's Fashion, it's called, and it's like stuff that they think is high-end that they'll try to sell there at a higher price. So, like, give and take. See, I can't stop saying it. Open Door, you can get, like, go through their clothes, and you can do fill a bag for, like, I don't know, $6-$8, whatever it is.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's just, like, a grocery bag.
Yeah. Cool.
But I do it with, like, the kids' clothes, because I used to get a good bit of stuff then. But right now, it's hard to find, like, 5T pajama pants at thrift stores. That's, like, what we need right now. Some, like, PJ sets that aren't warm.
Yeah.
Because we're going in the springtime, so...
Yeah.
That's what I was going to run in there for today. And then they have, like, stores like Giants or Wegmans. Wegmans will donate, like, produce and breads to them.
Oh, wow.
And you can take, like, one from each food group. So, like, if they have potatoes, you could take, like, a bag of those. You could take a loaf of bread. Take, like, a bag of, like, apples or carrots or something like that's there. Yeah. Now, sometimes some of it's, like, a little rotten, but there are, like, I've seen some good stuff there.
I feel like...
And they do a food pantry every Tuesday out back.
Okay.
Yeah.
That, I volunteered to do that a couple of times. I couldn't, like, when I was younger. I think I was still in high school, to be honest.
And you couldn't?
No, I did volunteer.
Oh, okay.
That's how that name sounds familiar.
Yeah. I can't volunteer anywhere because of my record, I guess. Love that for me.
I didn't
volunteer. This is better than being a felon, right? Oh, it's not felony, but fuckery is what it is.
Exactly.
Now, apparently, it'll be on my record until I'm, like, 52. Yeah. That's how long it sticks.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. I looked it up. So.
That's wild.
Close to dead by then, but, whatever.
We'll be alright.
I mean, if we keep going the way the world is now, we won't have any of that.
I was gonna say.
Medicare or Social Security, right?
It won't matter anyway.
Yeah, I guess not. So hopefully I'll be closer to dead by 50 too.
I think I'll know all the time. I'm like, I wouldn't want to be having kids now.
Yes, I just said that to somebody at the grocery store the other day. Because she was like, oh, how old are they? And I was like, oh, you know, he'll be 5 at the end of March and he'll be 4 at the end of June. She was like, oh, wow. And then she's like, that's when I adopted my first. And then I don't know why I said my age to her, but I had jokingly just said, like, I said, what I can't imagine is having, like, babies and newborns right now at my age. I said, they tire me out enough. And she was like, oh, I was around your age when I, like, adopted my first. And I was like, wow, good for you. I was like, do you mind if I ask, like, did you adopt as, like, a baby? And she was like, yeah, they were a baby. So I'm like, damn, like, I guess that's different, though. Like, and I wasn't going to say this to her, but it's like, you're not going through postpartum. So you're going through a big transition because you pretty much just now brought a baby into your life. But you're not dealing with postpartum on top of having a...
Right.
The thought of postpartum now at this age,
that might be a plan B.
Yeah, that would be bad.
No, but like, so many people that I was in high school with are like pregnant right now or just had babies or their babies are turning 1 this year. And I'm like, my kids are 6 and 7. I've got a kindergartner.
And I also feel like having, like, and no hate to anybody, but like having your kids... The first few kids at that age, I feel like it ages you quicker.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to do it. We literally got the puppy.
Like, mentally and physically.
We literally got the puppy, and I called Stoy and I was like, yeah, I'm cool on having another baby. Like,
No.
I'm like, the first night that puppy was here, I was up every 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'm sleepwalking out the damn... Sure. I like, there's no way. There is no way.
Yeah, because, like, waking me up in the middle of the night now pisses me.
I can't stand Jeremiah still to this
day. I get mad when my body wakes me up to have to go pee, because I'm like...
Oh, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
Well, even today, like, it was, like, 5:22 or something like that. I wanted to sleep until at least 6:15, because I barely slept last night.
Yeah, you thought. Mm-hmm.
That hit, and I was like, oh, I have to pee so bad. I'm like, yeah. No, you don't. I'm like telling myself, no, you don't. You're good. You're good. Just
yep, yep.
Oh, I was pissed. Yeah. I got up. I was like, fuck this shit.
Yep.
No.
Because you already knew you were going back to sleep.
I have no idea where we left off. And he called. We were laughing about something. But... we are going to... wrap up this episode.
Yeah.
The show has got to go.
Save for a while this time.
Yeah, so if you have any topics or anything that you want us to talk about, let us know. And we will. But yeah, we'll be recording next week, and our next episode will be next week. Alrighty.
Bye.
That's it for this week's Tea in the Garden. Thanks for hanging out with us and escaping the chaos for a little while. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a friend who could use a break too. We'll be back next week with more tea, more laughs, and of course, another much-needed escape. Until then, take a deep breath, do something you love, and remember, sometimes you just need to escape to the garden.